This is from Graffiti Bridge, another album. We've got a few to go, but I think we may finish up tonight. We're not playing a track from every album. So let's see how we go.
Love come quick, love come in a hurry. There are thieves in the temple tonight. They don't care where they kick, just as long as they hurt you. There are thieves in the temple tonight. Save me from all this cold despair. I can hang when you're around, but I surely die if you're not there. Love, come quick. Love, come in a hurry. There'll be in the temple tonight. I feel like I'm looking for my soul.
Broaden our minds. Lawrence?
Ooh, that's Party Man on Batman. We're trying to cover everything here, so we're cutting songs and trying to beat the clock.
I'm of a mind, make some mookie. Phone book.
It's a market. We've got Cream coming up next. We just went on to the next track. Apologise for that. We've covered nearly every album of his tonight just by playing one or two songs. It was a bit boring for some people, but next time I've been told that a guy's actually done a special on the Beatles. So that'll be interesting. Hopefully it won't be too long, because there's a lot of music there to be played by the Beatles, but hopefully we can do a better production than what we've done tonight. But we've enjoyed ourselves as it gets to the tail end of our broadcast, and now we have Cream. Patricia, you got anything to say about Cream?
No, I just saw for all the guys who wanted to know who those two girls are. Their names are Rabia Lamart and Laurie Werner.
Have you got their phone numbers?
No, but Prince was once asked if he had any relationship with either of them, and he answered, and both I quote, having stimulating friendships.
I was a bit worried what she was going to say there, Kim.
Yeah, well, we're just about to dump you then, just in case.
And that's it, basically.
Oh. You just cut out life short by 7 seconds.
Oh, we'll go to Cream.
Oh, Jaddy.
What have we got here? Track we got
track
Daddy
two.
Pop. The
what
one
is this? Track two.
Track four.
Ah.
We're still live to me.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
We'll do it now.
Ad-libbing.
Community radio.
At its work.
FM, this broadcasting on 88.
You were lucky that you're lucky enough that microphone. I was about to say something.
Mm. This is community radio, probably at its worst it's been this week, but we apologise and we're having fun as we're winding up. I haven't had dinner yet and I'm tired, and that's why it's going on.
And you stink as well.
Thank you. I haven't had a shower either.
I know, I'm seeing you next year.
Cream, 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 cream,
You're listening to SWRFM. Time is 2 minutes past 11. Well, we're slipping into our last 58 minutes for this first test broadcast, and we've all decided that we're going to go out and search and play some songs for our listeners who've supported us for the last 7 days, and some of our friends who've supported us, and our families, and everyone who's been around here supporting us. We're going to play some songs for them. Paul, of course, has gone to find the monster song, I expect. No?
No, that's something.
No, he's going to find something nice as well. So to all our listeners, we're going to provide you with some music which we've chosen that sort of sums up what SWRFM has done in the last 7 days and where it's going to go in the future. And to kick it off, I choose this track as my first. This is World Party and Message in a Box by way of FM Stereo. on SWRFM. The message is in the box. If you want that message to be a permanent fixture, then write to us at SWRFM. Now, we've done a deal, and the deal is that you can actually drop your letters off to various businesses in the local area, as well as you can send us a mail via mail to our PO box. You can drop your letters off at Grace Brothers Blacktown in the confectionery section on level 1. Also, Eddie Sellers Cycle is taking mails for us at Shop 3 Rooty Hill Plaza, Rooty Hill Road North, Lanail at Mount Jewett and Blacktown. They're located in the Grace Brothers building in both those areas. So you can drop your letters off to those particular places, or send them to PO Box 41, Cambridge Park, 2747. All right, the live cutting off the cake. My friends have gone out here and have got me a cake. This test broadcast has been great because we've made some new friends and brought a few close friends closer together. So
maybe a little too close.
So the Ken's yeah. So we'll. Ken's coming in here now, and we're going to have the live cutting off the cake on. He's in the other studio, is he?
He's coming.
Oh, I've got to wait now.
Pad.
Okay. 11 minutes past 8 on SWRFM. The mic level is very high. And he's going to.
We can have that ambience in stereo for our listeners.
Okay.
I'm here. I got some Billy Idol.
Oh, good. Good. Okay. Are we going to apologise to who? Donna and Leah?
Leah.
Okay.
We'll
all right, okay.
Happy birthday, guys.
Thank you very much, guys.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, there we go. Oh, look, that's great.
Chocolate
cake. Oh, yummy. Chocolate cake.
25 today.
25 today, yes.
25
yes.
Today.
Is that yes. The figure the right way around? Or?
No, that's right, Lloyd. I assure you, Lloyd, that is correct. I'm only 25. Ah, oh, you didn't get the action, Lloyd. I'll do it in slow motion for you.
No, he did earlier. There we are.
There we go. Okay, great. Well, there's so much music to play. I just thank my friends very much for that. That's really great, guys. I'll be playing a track from there for them in a few moments. But anyway, for my other friends, one of our most avid listeners, I'll pan back into stereo, into mono mode again.
Not Kim Masters again.
To one of to a very good friend of mine, I always call her my special little listener. So this one is Metallica, and
guess who it's from?
Okay, 10 minutes past 11. On SWRFM, that is Metallica, and Marquita's requested that song about 8 times, and I finally
got
decided.
It about 8 times too.
No, that's actually the first time
what
it's been
I get
played. Well, I don't really care, Ken. I don't want to know your personal life. 16 minutes past 11. We're wrapping it up at 12 and we're having a bit of a party. I'd just like to thank Mrs. Zaba. Actually, I won't play that request just yet. I'll play a song for Mrs. Zaba. She's done a great job on the cake and I'm about to tuck into some. Mrs. Zaba, for you, from me, this is the Psychedelic Furs and this one is called Heartbreak Beat on SWR.
Oh, excellent song. This is truly
FM.
An excellent song.
This is an excellent song.
WRFM, that is the Psychedelic Furs and Heartbreak Beat, and yes, I play that for Mrs. Zaba, who has baked me a cake, and it is beautiful, and everyone's been eating it, and it is just great, and I really, really appreciate it. Sorry?
We've got the radio on.
Well, community radio, I'll tell you what community radio means to me, and then we'll go around the room.
We'll go around the white room, shall we?
Yes, all right. Community radio to me is what my birthday has been today. This morning when I got on air at about 8 o'clock and I said, today's my birthday and I'm going to play songs for myself, that phone rang for 45 minutes, and that's community radio. Community radio is Mrs. Zabo making me a cake. Community radio is my staff listening all day down where I work. Community radio is Greg and Erna coming in and playing a song for me, or Paul dedicating a whole hour to the songs I hate the most as a birthday present to me.
Is that the Prince one or what?
Yeah. Community radio is Colleen calling me first thing this morning and wishing me a happy birthday. Or Ken humiliating me for the last 3 hours on community radio. Yeah, that's right. I was about to cut him off. Community radio is what we've set out for it to be in this area, and that is fun. It's really something we've strived and we've worked very hard as a team to achieve. Whoever says teamwork doesn't achieve, that's a load of, well, let's just say community radio at Penrith and Paul will understand. And so will the others who... Okay, Lloyd, that signs your ticket away.
Yes.
Community radio is what we've strived out to make it here. It's to be fun, and that's what we've tried to strive for. It's been fun. We're all sitting around here and we're all dead tired. And we all could use, you know, at least 12 hours of sleep to get us back into kilter. But it's been fun. All the way along, it's been fun. I've worked on community radio before, and it's not been fun. And I think Ken and Paul will agree with me. We've been involved in all kinds of stuff, and it's never been fun. But this time, we've come up with the goods, and the community has supported us all the way along. That's what community radio is to me. Sorry?
We still need input from the community.
But we still need input, that's right across, but we'll get to that. Paul, what does community radio mean to you?
Community radio is the community on the radio.
Okay. Lloyd?
They can get into the radio whenever they need to. Not something that you have to qualify to get into. It's something that's different, not the same everyday stuff that you hear on top 40 radio stations and all that. So yeah. It provides the alternative.
Yeah. Some of the people who've been listening to our station this week, this test broadcast, have rung up and said that they've enjoyed listening to the change of music and of producers and panel operators over the times. And they've been listening to everything from Datura right up to Mozart, and that's what it's all about.
That's right. Community. Well, one of the other interesting things that's occurred through us, Paul and I have been friends for a long time, and Ken has come along in the last year and become very good friends, as have Greg and Erna in the last 48 hours have come in and become good friends. That's what community radio is about, really. You know, bringing friends together, and you play your music and you say whatever you have to say, and you go away and make new friends. And that's another thing that we've strived for, to try to make friends. But we've also had, you know, I mean, we really have to thank the support that we've had from family and friends, like, for instance, Colleen. Colleen Jones, Ken's wife, who will play a track for in a moment.
Yes, and whose bouquet of flowers is still looking beautiful over there in the corner.
That's right.
We haven't had to water them yet.
And we haven't had to water them either. People like Colleen who've just got behind us and helped us out a lot. And Colleen has been a great help to me in the last few days anyway, by way of just keeping me alive with the food. That's been great. She makes the best tortellini. that's what I say anyway. And Marquita. Marquita has really been of great help. She's come out from... Ken, I'm going to throw something at you in a minute. Marquita has been of great help. Also, Jeff Lawson. Jeff Lawson has been of great help to us all.
He's been staying here over several nights to help in the security.
That's right. Jeff Lawson, Peter Chambers. We shan't forget Peter. Peter has helped Michelle. Josh, the staff at Market Town.
Yes, Peter has been particularly instrumental. He helped in setting up, actually physically setting up the station, and will of course help tomorrow packing it up, something which a lot of people forget about.
Especially about what's happening in here tonight.
And of course Erna, who came in off the phone the other day and said, oh, you know, can I help? And I said, yeah, you're more than welcome. And Erna's been here ever since, lending us heaps of support and sort of carrying us along by answering phones and helping us out with the bands. And Greg came along yesterday afternoon and was the same. It's been great. This community radio has been fun. Ken, what does community radio mean to you?
The information to the people.
Oh, God, you people are so boring.
Apart from that, well, I like to cover eye openers, so that's what it's to do, provide information to the community, for the community.
We're going around the room.
What's community radio?
Robert Katiza.
He's just gone blank. He's helped us out by sponsoring us. Now we take... Can I be heard there?
Yeah, you can be heard.
Sponsors. Now, we don't always just want money for sponsorship. We can do with services. Robert is providing video facilities for us so that we can actually record what we're doing so that it can be presented to the community so they can see in video form what we're doing. And we appreciate stuff like that. So if you've got anything that you might be checking out, electronic equipment that you might be replacing,
yeah, a couple of video cameras and stuff like that, a few high
fax machines, yeah. Things like that. I mean,
fax machine would be very good.
Like free records.
We're a voluntary organisation and not getting paid. So
yeah.
That's what I think community should be. We will help the community by promoting them on air, and in return they assist us in any way possible, providing staff.
Oh, hurry, I'm falling asleep. Okay. What are you up to?
As you can tell, I'm a better technician than I am a talker.
Erna and Greg over there. What does community radio mean to you guys?
Well, I don't know. She doesn't want to speak. But for me, community radio is... It's cooperation, it's freedom, and most of all, it's love. I'm a hippie, I can't help it, but it's love. There's a lot of love around here, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I'd agree
with
that.
Not just for individuals, but for everyone, you know? So get in there next time we're on air and give it a go.
Yeah, it's a good team to be part of. No, Erna doesn't say anything.
Erna does a lot of work,
she's a silent performer. Wish I had a few of those.
Definitely a good roadie.
Yep, definitely a good roadie. Yep, carried all the heavy stuff while we watched her. That was good. And of course, the people we've forgotten the most are our listeners. They've kept us going for the last 7 days.
Woo! Thank you. Thank you for all our listeners.
The Mrs. Susan Coopers and the Paul. I know who Paul's going to promote in a second. The Mrs. Susan Coopers and the Kim Masters.
No, I wasn't actually going to say that. I was going to say something more broad and general than that. I've said this to a lot of people individually, but I don't think I've actually said it on air at this stage. It has been mentioned, however, that Anite and myself have been in community radio for nearly 10 years now, and we've also known many other people, including through the Public Broadcasting Association of Australia and all the rest. To my knowledge, there has never ever been a response to a test broadcast which would even begin to match the response that the Mount Druitt community has given this test broadcast. So I feel that Mount Druitt, Blacktown, Penrith should be very proud of the response that they have given, and hopefully it will mean that there will be a station on air as soon as possible.
Yep, that's it. We're going to do it, guys. We don't dream about community radio over here. We just get down and we do it. Who do you want this one for? Oh, don't worry, we'll play it and we'll back announce it.
Tight now, baby. hear the music all the time. I hear the music. I hear the music.
Oh, the mics are on again, guys. I can hear music. Paul chose that one.
No, I didn't.
No, Ken chose that one, sorry. It's just that you two look like brothers almost.
I don't appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't like that either. You can take that back.
You've had plenty of that cake, haven't you?
Where did the cake happen? Can someone tell me?
I think that
was going round and round in my head.
Because the person who's singing that song could hear music. So that's wrong. That was wrong. Certainly, one of the things which has stood out in this test broadcast is the need in this particular area of Penrith, Blacktown, and Mount Druitt area for people to have access to all kinds of music and not just the mainstream that's played on the commercial stations.
Well, at this point in time, I get one choice, and this is my last choice for this test. This song I dedicate to all my friends and all the people who've helped us in the last few days. The list is long but distinguished. We could never, ever, ever hope to help Ken knock it off. we could never, ever, ever. You've got something in your eye, Ken. We could never, ever really thank them enough, but yeah, it's brought a lot of people together. We've tried to make it fun. We've worked under a lot of pressure and it's been good fun. And I dedicate this song to all those in this room, plus all those listening out there.
It's a good song too.
How do you know? You've never heard it.
It's Wynwood.
And also, it seems to match the decor of this whole premises.
Bye.
On SWRFM, this is the absolute last request I'm going to play at all, because we want to just play some music in here that's ours, and so hence I'm not going to play any more requests, but I'll play this one. This is Donna, Leah, and Gloria, and this is The Cure, but don't expect to hear all of it. I've got to turn my mic on to speak.
And the cure to the community's needs may be found in community radio.
Give us a little bit of information on the cure.
That was their track.
Prevention is better.
The fans are reading hush.
Hello, no requests.
On SWRFM, time's 43 minutes, 43 minutes past 11. Live. We play that one for Mrs. Zabo, that track. Ken?
The next song is dedicated to my wife.
Your wife?
You there?
It's a Jones track, yes.
Yeah.
But if a song's been dedicated to Colleen Jones, have a guess what
Claudia.
It's been. It's been Billy Idol.
Claudia.
And here we go with...
I'm Claudia. I can't hear because they're talking on air.
Claudia, what's that?
Stranger.
tonight. Don't be no fun, don't forget you're young on a hot summer night. Sometimes someone you're not won't wait to see what you got. Train when I'm heading for home. You lay right down now. I ride until your head breaks. I ride until my brain pops. I move with the beat now. I'm a train when I'm heading for home. I'm ready to feel the heat now. New York.
Well, not really, I suppose not.
Hot in the City.
We play that one for Colleen Jones, who's listening out there in Cambridge Park, Ken's darling wife.
Yes, and it's actually been reasonably cool here, but it was hot earlier on. And of course, the music has been absolutely hot all throughout the week.
All right.
And so have the phones. The studio is melting.
And so has the phones, yeah, the phones have been...
Yes, well, it's going to cool down now, and this particular track, which is by The Cars, the title is Since You're Gone, and... Since we'll now be gone after midnight, I hope that everyone will wait in earnest, and I hope that the community and the newspapers, for that matter, will get behind us in the same way that they have done in the past. Certainly, we must give a great deal of the credit to those newspapers. That's Mount Druitt St Mary's Standard, Blacktown City Star and the Blacktown Guardian. Without those papers and without the stories that they ran, the success would just not have occurred, because more than, I'd say, around 90% of all the new people who've contacted us over this week have all said that they heard about it through the newspaper. So it's been very good. Thanks, guys.
Yep. There was two guys I forgot to thank earlier on when we were going around and thanking people. That is Stuart Jackson and also his brother, Wazza.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Warren.
Yeah, there's actually, to be quite silent about it, there's actually a considerable amount of equipment which is holding the studio together, which is privately owned by Stuart and Warren. So
yeah.
Thanks, guys. Also, the other equipment from St Mary's Christian Community School and all that sort of thing, all just beg, borrowed or built. This
Community
is Community Radio.
All right, I'll play a song for you now. We'll be right back.
Since you're gone,